I'm Jenna Adamson, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, Hillary warns Hillary. Amy Poehler revives her 2008 Hillary Clinton as Saturday Night Live's ghost of campaign races past, and Tina Fey also goes back to her SNL roots as Sarah Palin. Listen to them along with Jimmy Fallon, Michael Che, and Colin Jost in today's political roundup of Punchlines.
Political experts are saying that Hillary Clinton's campaign is having trouble winning over younger millennial voters, mainly because in polls, millennials keep choosing themselves.
I'm dreaming of a white house. Merry Christmas, Hillary. In just 11 months, you're gonna finally get your present. No one can stop you now. The Republicans are bozos. The DNC is sabotaging Bernie. I think you're gonna sleep well tonight. Let me just get in my pajamas.
And Barbara Walters interviewed Donald Trump yesterday, and at one point, things got pretty real. Check it out.
If you lose the Republican nomination, are you a loser?
Certain way, yeah. Hate to say it. If I lost the nomination, yeah, I guess I'd call myself a loser. But I'd be the biggest loser there ever was.
Winners would want to be losers just to be like me.
Is someone there? I hear strong yet feminine laughter. Yes, well, people said I should, so I did.
And your laugh is different, too. It's less joyful.
Well, I've been through 7 years more things, so here's a little sneak peek, Benghazi.
Who's Benghazi?
You young, naive girl of 61.
And if you don't remember all of the candidates, well, here's Hillary Clinton. Here's Martin O'Malley. And here's Bernie Sanders. And so just so you know, that's... all three candidates.
Now, hold on, Hillary. Even if you beat Bernie, aren't you worried about the Republicans? Who's their front runner?
I will tell you, but only if you grab onto something to brace yourself, because you are going to hit the effing floor.
I'll be fine. Just tell me.
No, yet you need to hold on to something.
Hillary.
I am warning you, Hillary.
Just tell me.
Donald Trump.
I told you.
Officials for Ben Carson's campaign said that he has canceled a planned trip to Africa, citing potential security issues. Carson said he got worried after watching a disturbing documentary, Jumanji.
Oh, geez, looks like I went through time and space again.
Hello, Sarah.
Well, what the heck? I landed in the bedroom of a lesbian couple.
We're Hillary Clinton's.
Oh, right. We ran for president together. Oh, you poor thing. I heard that after you lost, you had to become a secretary
of state.
Oh, God, that was a real fun election. I was paired up with that cute little John McCain fella. May he rest in peace, I'm guessing.
He's alive.
Guy, remember, he was great. I remember he had that real funny saying. He'd say, Sarah, you're the worst thing that ever happened to me.
At the GOP debate, Chris Christie criticized President Obama, calling him a feckless weakling. Whoa, someone got a dictionary for Christmas? I had to look that one up. Let's see, feckless, inept or irresponsible. Huh, well, let's see it used in a sentence. It would be a feckless attempt at revenge to close three lanes of a bridge in New Jersey. Huh. Interesting. I didn't know that was a good sentence.
Hillary, we should let you get going and get back to some sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I need to get back to 2008 and send a bunch of emails.
No!
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usa.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.